here.
Darling.
Drop Me Here, Darling features Norma Ronald, Joan Sanderson, John Kane, and, as Leslie and Caroline Duggan, Leslie Phillips and Jill Bennett. A successful businesswoman like Caroline Duggan uses every minute of the day. Even car rides can be fruitful, though not when her chauffeur's in a chatty mood, which, being her ex-husband, he usually is.
Now, look, I admit I don't know much about business.
Left here.
Pardon?
Left. That's the leg you don't kick the ball with.
You start your own business and sell it to the public. You wouldn't like the public. No one does.
Right here. Follow the Covent Garden sign.
Why is it moving? Honestly, darling.
Concentrate, Leslie. The road's in between those yellow lines.
It's not as if you need the money. I mean, no one else has trouble with door-to-door bank managers.
This is a bonus. My chauffeur giving me financial advice. Perhaps I should get my accountant to drive me around.
Listen, all I'm saying is...
Left.
No need to repeat it, darling.
Sorry, Leslie, the fact is I'm a bit on edge.
On edge?
Mm. You're about to meet my friend, Simon. You've heard me mention Simon.
Like Watership Down mentions rabbits. You hardly mention anything else.
You may have wondered why I haven't introduced you. I've made a few excuses, but...
You said he was in Africa.
He knew I'd been married, of course, but he didn't know my ex-husband's my chauffeur. I thought it might sound funny, but last night I got around to telling him.
Any problem?
No, no. He said he'd treat you just like any other hired man.
Oh, nice.
Best behavior, please. He'll be getting in.
I'll open the boot.
So, this is Duggan, eh?
That's right. I do hope you two are going to get on.
Of course. Well, Duggan, you'll find me strict but fair. Then everyone knows where they stand, eh?
Where to, madam?
I thought we might go and have lunch, Simon.
Ah, first class. Make it the Wessex, then.
The Wessex, please, Leslie.
Can't beat the Wessex. Last time I was there, they did something incredible with a veal forcemeat.
I know how they felt. Thank you, madam.
Simon was married too, Leslie, but he divorced his wife.
Generous of him.
All make mistakes first time off, when it's just a physical attraction. Well, you know what I mean, darling.
Hmm?
Yes. Read a book the other day.
It's an experience, isn't it?
What was the fellow's name? Lady Chatterley. Woman took a fancy to the gamekeeper. I thought, old Caroline.
But it wasn't like that with me and Leslie. Isn't that funny, Leslie?
Mind if I laugh into a paper bag?
He wasn't my chauffeur when we married. He made a lot of money in property.
What happened?
He lost a lot of money in property. By then we were divorced, but, well, someone had to give him a job.
No, that was quite of you, darling. I felt like that about the boat people.
The Wessex, madam.
I'm ravenous. What about you, Leslie?
I must admit, can't wait to get my teeth into one of Marcel's tenderloins.
Look here, darling, he's not...
Of course he is.
Oh, Duggan, just realized I left the papers at your mistress's office last night.
Papers?
You're going public. Go and fetch them, there's a good fellow. Secretary knows which ones.
Madam...
They would be useful.
Yeah, very good, ma'am.
We haven't forgotten your lunch. Here's a pound. Buy yourself a Mars bar. Heaven knows one isn't a snob, darling, but this is the sort of thing I can help you on.
But I wanted him to eat with us.
I was brought up to this. You weren't. You think you're being kind, but they simply feel embarrassed.
He is my ex-husband.
And your chauffeur, You want to meet him socially? Sack him. Shall we go in?
That refugee from PG Woodhouse. Claire, papers for going public.
Well, Caroline took them home with her.
So they were just getting rid of me. Listen, Claire, what's got into her?
What do you mean, this daft idea of going public?
I mean, what does she see in him?
The Honourable Simon. Well, for once, I agree with you. Infatuation with the aristocracy? His family goes back to Agincourt.
I wish he would. Whose side were they on?
Well, by the look of him, the horses.
You're right. No one should have a head that big with no chin.
And he's put her up to this going public.
Really? You don't think he's after her money?
Leslie's got a family seat that makes Longleat look like an Oxfam shop. He copped a fortune when his father died. He's big on the stock exchange. You know, I'm sure if we could put her off him, she'd forget going public.
We must try. I could tell her what I think of him.
No. Worst thing you could do. Don't you know any psychology?
Well, I saw a rat once.
You know, the more you malign him, the less she'll listen.
Yes, I've seen that happen in Crossroads. Of course, I only watch to get the time off the reception clock.
You've got to be subtle. Say something like, well, of course I like him, darling, and I think you're so brave to take on his little drink problem. You know, the kind of thing.
Yes. Leave it to me. I'm driving her to her mother's this weekend. I'll work on her then. This is like old times, darling.
Did you get that poison for Mother?
What?
For the mice. You forgot.
Has she got mice?
Of course not. They die of boredom where she lives. But surely you remember, fighting imaginary pests is what she lives for. Bless her, her mind's still pure cotton wool.
Well, it's just as well. We couldn't have kept it up all these years.
What?
The pretense that we're still married. I mean, if your mother found out we were divorced, the twang of bursting stays would be heard in Fife. By the way, darling, How's that nice Simon?
Fine. Now, the point is...
God, I like him. Real aristocrat. Not a drop of non-blue blood for 10 generations. Veins like Biro's. I don't believe in all those inbreeding scares. Well, you know, those silly tales about their extremities falling off.
What are you up to?
No, I like him. Good man in a crisis. He'd have to be. Well, after that business with a sailor in Hyde Park. Lark.
What?
Best forgotten. No, I admire the man. Not many people kick opium.
Leslie.
Delightful chap. When he puts on a dress and swings from the chandelier.
Silly game you're playing.
God, I like him.
I'm glad.
Oh, I like him.
Because you'll see a lot of him.
One of my favorite human beings.
You see, we're getting married.
You're marrying that basset-faced tit?
Help me get the seatbelt out of my bra.
That chinless, tweed-knickered mess.
I don't want you to talk about him, not to me.
Jane?
Mother has got to be told. We can't pretend we're still married when I've got another husband, and she'll never listen to me.
Oh, but darling.
Now, you're the blue-eyed boy you always have been. I want you to tell Mother we're divorced this weekend.
Yeah, but she's your mother. Why don't you tell her?
I'm relying on you, Leslie. Now, please, drive on.
Well, how will she take it?
Mew, I think she'll be just all right. Ever since you advised her about those green flies, she's listened to you.
Look, all I did was give her the tweezers. Kept her quiet for weeks.
She has to be told for her own good. Huh. We're nearly there.
Now, darling, no, don't be hasty about marrying Simon. And take a sea cruise and think about him. On a light ship.
I don't care to have my fiancé discussed, thank you. Just concentrate on breaking the news.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to tell her.
I was wondering whether to keep this car when we're married. I mean, Simon's got his, and the cost of two chauffeurs might be hard to justify.
I see. Should I be tactful or straight from the shoulder?
Tactful. Choose the right moment. There she is, spraying the front porch.
Well, why?
Termites. Mother!
Leslie, dear! Hello, Betty!
And,
your daughter, Caroline.
Caroline, yes.
Good to see you.
I'm sure you've grown since I last saw you.
Well, it was only last month.
And how are the children?
Mummy, I've never had children.
Oh, silly of me. I was thinking of Dan Archer's daughter. Shall we go in? It's so hot.
Well, take the boiler suit off.
Oh, no, dear. He keeps the wasps out. A tip I got from your father, Leslie. Mm.
You never met my father.
Don't be silly, dear. I was married to him for 40 years. Shall we go inside? Sit down, dear. Oh, Caroline, you remember Lisa Nugent?
No.
Of course you do. She moved here just after you left. At least her parents did. She wasn't born until some time after her mother was expecting. She's grown into quite a young woman.
That's lucky.
And she's joining us for,
dinner?
You've spoken to her. I must say, you might have told me, dear. Oh, Leslie, would you put your ear to that wall?
Well, yeah, well, if you like.
Hear anything?
Yes, the people next door.
Oh, thank heavens. I thought it might be Death Watch people.
What, listening to Elton John?
What a relief. You're such a comfort, Leslie. I don't know what I'd do without you.
Oh, God.
It's so good to share your business success and your happy marriage.
Leslie wants to talk to you about that.
How rare that is today.
Yeah, rarer than you think.
If you forgive me, I'm a silly old woman, and you're my only interest. Shall we have a drink?
No drink for me, thanks. I feel like a breath of fresh air. Leslie, get it over with. I think I'll have a little stroll in the garden.
My doctor recommends it.
Betty, I have to have a serious talk with you.
A little for the heart.
Yeah, as you say, a happy marriage is a wonderful thing, but things can't always be happy. And
now, where are my pills?
There comes a time when... Well, pills?
My heart. I may not be with you much longer.
Your heart?
Oh, nothing for you to worry about, dear Leslie. It's just that Dr. Merry thinks it may give out any time. A shock, for instance. What did you want to tell me?
Yeah, well, I am... You've done marvels with the honeysuckle out there. I'm really impressed, my word.
I nearly forgot. I saw a caterpillar on it yesterday.
Really?
I must go and spray it with defoliant. We don't want them spreading.
Oh. Oh, Lord.
Leslie, you fell for it.
What?
I was listening in the kitchen. It's nonsense. I spoke to Dr. Mary last week. She's as strong as a hippo. He gave her those pills just to shut her up.
Really?
Well, they're only Smarties. She gets the red ones for her heart and the green ones for her liver. He gives the rest of the tube to his kids.
You never know if it's genuine.
What was it last time? Berry.
Well, she was out east.
Well, you don't get it in Frinton. Before that, it was scurvy. You remember?
Yes, I had to drive around with those limes in the boot.
And then dysentery.
It was the limes did that.
I mean, honestly. Oh, look, he's coming back. This time, spit it out.
All right. With the caterpillars?
Yes, but I fear I have weevils in my edgings.
Oh, nasty. Look, Betty, I'll sit down.
You are sitting down, dear.
Good, that'll save me bothering.
Now, more whiskey?
No. You have some. Have a lot. Now, Betty, there comes a time when things have to be said.
Ah, that's probably the doorbell.
Damn!
Is it mine or next door's?
It's yours.
Pity. I like watching them through the window.
Hello, you carry on with your talk.
It'll be Lisa.
What, the little girl up the road?
And please be tactful, Leslie. She's had a bad time.
I see.
It's Lisa, Mother.
Hello, my dear. Lovely to see you. You remember Leslie?
Yes. Hello.
Can this really be the little girl I used to push on her swing? You've grown into a most exquisite young woman. As pretty as your mother, your father's a lucky man.
Really, Leslie, I did ask you to be tactful.
What about?
Her parents have split up. They're talking about a divorce.
A divorce?
It's affected the poor child very deeply, as it would anyone. Please don't mention anything about parents or marriages breaking up.
As if I would.
I'm sorry, everyone. I had something in my eye.
Well, how are you, Lisa? Do you still ride?
Oh, yes. I don't know what I'd do without Major.
Now then, Leslie had something to tell me.
Not now, Betty. Perhaps later tonight, you know, when Lisa's gone home.
I haven't got a home!
Didn't I say, dear, Lisa will be here all week.
Father's gone. And Mother's away.
Well, you still got the horse?
She needs stability for a while. That's why I'm glad you two are here. I've put you in the front bedroom, by the way.
Oh, you're in bed, darling. Mm-hmm. Is there room for me?
Yes. The entire floor is clear.
Well, suppose she came in. Have you thought of that? How do we explain it?
Say you've got a bad back.
I will have a bad back.
Well, there'll be no more problems once you've told her that we're divorced.
I can't get nearer for that weepy girl. The moaning tower of Lisa.
Who's sad at this time of night?
It'll be your mother's hourly rent-a-kill report.
At 12:45.
Bats. Well, someone's answered. I wonder how your mother will get on with Simon. I can't see him catching moles for her. Good Lord, look at these floorboards. They're riddled with woodworm. The one thing she's never thought of.
Isn't it marvellous? Who'd have thought they were getting together while we had dinner?
The woodworm? How could they? They're all in separate holes.
Leslie, dear, what are you doing on the floor?
I'm learning the backstroke.
I've got tremendous news. Lisa's parents have reunited. No.
They had a secret meeting this evening. Lisa's getting dressed now and going straight back to tidy the house for them.
Oh, wonderful. They can't have split up again.
Yet. No, it'll be a wrong number. When it's a wrong number, I never answer.
Well, Lisa must have done. And, Mother, I'm glad you're here because Leslie has something to say to you. Don't you, Leslie?
Phone for you, Caroline.
For me? Oh, all right. Get on with it, Leslie. Now's your chance.
Yeah.
And if you'll excuse me, Mrs. Hayes.
Of course. You get off home, dear, and sweep up the crockery.
Thanks for everything. I'm so happy.
Oh. Now, what is it you want to say, Leslie? That while Caroline's on the phone...
No, I'm delighted to hear from you, Simon.
One hoped one wouldn't have to bother you with this quite so soon, but...
Bother me?
Fact is, I've got my bankers here for the weekend. Death duties. Can't hold them off any longer.
But, darling, you never said.
Bank supported me, family connection and so on. But now the blighters want some kind of guarantee.
Guarantee? What sort of guarantee?
That's where one lays one's head in your pretty lap.
I don't follow.
Well, when you go public, it'll solve the immediate cash flow problem. Your holding can stand as guarantee. We'll bring the wedding forward, tackle it together.
No. Sorry. I can't keep Short Seat going. It costs more to prop up than British Steel.
Look, frankly, one can't afford the luxury of a wife who won't muck in.
Well, one knows what one can do, doesn't one?
Precisely. Don't want to frighten you, but there's this oil man's daughter who's pretty keen, and frankly, darling, well, even an American wife is better than losing Short Seat. Huh?
Simon?
Yes?
Go and sit on a pineapple.
You see, Betty, it was then things started to go wrong. You see, arguments, friction. I knew things weren't right when she sewed up my pajamas. Then there were the little notes when I came home at night. Your dinner's in the supermarket. So in the end, we decided to get a
Leslie, wait till I tell you what that busted face.
Oh, still here, Mother.
I was just explaining about, you know.
No. I mean, have you?
Not yet. I'm coming to that. You see, Betty, life just didn't feel right. So in the end, we decided to get a...
To get a dog, yes.
Dog?
Mm. That's very interesting, dear, but it's hardly a reason to kick me up.
Well, Caroline's trying to break it gently. What we have to say is that some years ago, we separated.
Separated the dogs? When they got into a fight.
Two dogs.
Now, you must be tired, Mother, you know. So,
No, darling, no, let's get it over with. There's not much time with the wedding coming up. You see,
we're breeding them.
And they have a wedding. I must say, I think that's an unhealthy attitude to animals. One expects that sort of thing in California, of course.
Darling, have you been drinking?
Not yet.
Well, will you shut up? I mean, it was your idea, Mother should be told.
Leslie, I've been talking to the vet. The wedding's off, Leslie.
What?
It's off. Yes, he says it won't work with a Basset and an Afghan. We've decided the two sides are incompatible.
Are you saying?
Well,
that...
good night, Mother.
Good night, dear. I hope you won't bring them here. I've had babies before, and it wasn't nice.
Did you mean you and Simon?
Yes.
So there's no need to tell her.
Thanks heavens, I stopped you.
What's gone wrong?
Tell you tomorrow. Right now, I need some bed. Leslie?
Yes?
Are you sure you're comfortable on the floor?
Well, you know,
this bed is quite big.
engaged, I don't see why we shouldn't, well...
Darling.
Leslie.
Yeah?
Leslie.
Well, what is it?
There are mice in my room.
Mice?
You didn't bring the mouse poison, did you? You'll have to come and protect me, Leslie.
Protect you?
Bring a blanket and sleep on my floor. Come along, there's a good boy.
Leslie Phillips and Jill Bennett starred in Drop Me Here, Darling. Also featured were Norma Ronald, Joan Sanderson, and John Kane. The program was written by Andrew Palmer and produced by Edward Taylor.